Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Board of Governors approved the plan of expansion that will bring the National Hockey League franchise to Las Vegas.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one. Are you ready?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Straight up, Taco Man Radio is in your face. Live from the multi-million dollar sports byline SB Nation Radio Studios in the city by the gay San Francisco, California, I am Johnny Taco. For the next hour, we'll talk a little sports. Oh, we'll have some smack. We'll have a little blunt humor. And guess what? We'll have some fun. Straight up, open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7520. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll hear from the king of the NBA, the most dominant player in all of basketball. That's right, King LeBron James, post 46 points. Wow, wow, wow. What can I say about LeBron? But he's coming into form. Of course, game number 7, that's Monday. Of course, the Golden State Warriors, they were winning tonight. They won tonight. Of course, forced game 7 against the Houston Rockets. Straight up, it's all about game 7. Seth Meyers is in the house. Of course, we'll have Dominic Jimenez as well. Open phone lines at your show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, Taco Man Radio is not for your mother. You're tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
President Trump is now openly interfering in the criminal investigation of his campaign by peddling a baseless conspiracy theory. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump's legal problems get worse every day. Just take the investigation of his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who set up a secret shell company to make hush payments to porn stars and allegedly took money from Ukraine to set up a meeting with Trump. And now, it looks like one of Cohen's business partners is cooperating with prosecutors.
The New York Times just now publishing a report saying that a business partner of President Trump's longtime personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, has reached a plea deal and will cooperate with federal investigators.
This is a potentially explosive development at this hour because it adds even more pressure on Cohen to flip and work with prosecutors. According to the Times, Michael Cohen's business partner is Evgeny Friedman. You see him there. His nickname, apparently, is the Taxi King.
That's right. Michael Cohen's business partner was a guy called the Taxi King. Of course, he also answers to Russian Guy Fieri or Bono. So, every day we get new bombshells about the criminal investigation of Trump's campaign, but we can't lose sight of the fact that while all of this is happening, Trump is still supposed to be doing the job of president. It's like if you found out in the middle of your flight that your pilot was wasted. Sure, you'd want him arrested, but right now, someone needs to tell him that the plane is upside down. And for Trump, the big thing he's supposed to be focused on right now is his upcoming summit with North Korea. Trump has been hyping this summit every way he can. His crowds have been chanting Nobel at his rallies, and his government even made a commemorative coin to celebrate the meeting. Look at that thing. That looks like the medal you'd get after running a 5K to fight chronic chinlessness. That looks like the coin you'd use to play skee ball at the Dave and Buster's in Pyongyang. But hey, the crowds are chanting Nobel. Government's making commemorative coins. So I assume when Trump met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in yesterday to discuss the meeting in Singapore, he assured the nation that everything is going according to plan.
The big topic will be Singapore and the meeting, see what happens, whether or not it happens. If it does, that'll be great. It'll be a great thing for North Korea. And if it doesn't, that's okay, too. Whatever it is, it is. We are working on something, and, you know, there's a chance that it'll work out. There's a chance, there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay.
What do you mean it might not work out? There's already a coin. It's like Babe Ruth stepping into the box, pointing to left field, and then saying, or I might bunt. Trump then blamed Chinese President Xi Jinping for persuading Kim Jong-un to threaten to pull out of the summit in order to keep the U.S. off balance.
I'm a little disappointed because when Kim Jong-un had the meeting with President Xi in China, the second meeting, the first meeting we knew about, the second meeting, I think there was a little change in attitude from Kim Jong-un. So I don't like that.
Think China maybe discouraged him?
No, but I think that President Xi is a world-class poker player. And I'd probably maybe doing the same thing that he would do.
No, you would not be doing the same thing. If he's a world-class poker player, you're still reading the instructions on the Candyland lid.
Says here.
Place board on flat surface.
shouldn't surprise us that Trump is incompetent when it comes to foreign policy because diplomats who have worked with him have told us as much. This week, for example, The New Yorker published an interview with a former ambassador to Panama, John Feely, who described his first meeting with Trump in June 2017. As he took a seat, Trump asked, "So tell me, what do we get from Panama? What's in it for us?" Feely presented a litany of benefits. When he finished, Trump chuckled and said, "Who knew?" Who knew? I don't know. Hillary? Bernie? Mitt? Marco? Anyone who's ever heard of the Panama Canal? David Lee Roth? The most terrifying thing, though, is the degree to which Trump as president is exactly like the unhinged maniac we see in public.
This is a quote from the article describing your thoughts on the president, okay? You said, in private, he is exactly like he is on TV, except that he doesn't curse in public. He's like a velociraptor. He has to be boss, and if you don't show him deference, he kills you.
That's right. Trump's a velociraptor, but fortunately, as we've learned from Chris Pratt, all you need is a clicker to calm him down. This Russia hoax is a scam. It's a witch hunt. Hold on. Easy, boy. Easy, boy. Can I get you a Diet Coke? And everyone who works for Trump knows this, which is why they either quit or obediently do his bidding. Just take his Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen. Yesterday, Nielsen was asked if she was aware of the intelligence community's assessment that Russia was trying to help Trump win the 2016 election. This assessment came all the way back in January 2017, and yet Nielsen acted like she didn't know anything about it.
Do you have any reason to doubt the January 2017 intelligence community assessment that said it was Vladimir Putin who tried to meddle this election to help President Trump win?
I do not believe that I've seen that conclusion. What I do, that the specific intent was to help President Trump win, I'm not aware of that.
You're not aware of that? You're the Secretary of Homeland Security. That's like the mayor of New York City saying he's not aware of delays on the subway. It's my understanding that the F train is always on time and smells like lavender. Although it's not surprising Trump's aide would pretend they're not aware of the basis for the Russia investigation because Trump himself has spent months doing everything he can to attack and discredit that investigation. And now he's openly interfering in it right in front of our eyes. For example, it was reported that the FBI used an informant to talk to three Trump campaign officials who had had contacts with Russians. But Trump, as usual, is taking it 10 steps further, claiming his campaign was spied on for political purposes. And today, he took it to a deranged new level by trying to give his fake scandal a name.
The president began his day tweeting this about the FBI. Look how things have turned around on the criminal deep state. They go after phony collusion with Russia, a made-up scam, and end up getting caught in a major spy scandal, the likes of which this country may never have seen before. What goes around comes around. Spygate could be one of the biggest political scandals in history.
A lot of bad things have happened. We now call it Spygate. You're calling it Spygate.
You spell it like spaghetti.
Also, you're the only one calling it Spygate. Trump's like a guy who tries to give himself a new nickname and pretends it's catching on.
I'm Donald Trump, but everyone calls me D-Trizzy.
So now that Trump has cooked up a wild conspiracy theory, he's using that conspiracy theory to demand an investigation of the investigation. It would be scary if it weren't so transparent. Trump's only move is to just do to the FBI whatever the FBI is doing to him. He's like a drunk Eagles fan screaming at the cops, "I'm under arrest? No, you're under arrest." Trump's interfering in a criminal investigation, and he's doing it right before our eyes. If Robert Mueller charges Trump with obstruction of justice, he has a good case, because there are 300 million witnesses. Thankfully, it's easy to see through Trump's lies, because he's not exactly a
world-class poker player.
This has been a closer look.
Wow, from late night television and Seth Meyer, folks, let's check it to the hardwoods. Of course, we'll talk about the NBA finals. Actually, not the finals yet, the conference finals. Of course, Cleveland rocking and rolling, getting in game 7 because of the King. King LeBron James, 46 points. Get this, 46 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. Wow, let's hear from King LeBron.
Welcome back to Cleveland, where LeBron James and the Cavaliers have forced a game 7 this morning after workout. You said you didn't enjoy being in this position, that you could lose and go home, but the back-to-back dagger threes, the late shot-making, and the performance overall, LeBron, when it's all said and done and you perform like this, even though you're uncomfortable, what does it feel like?
It feels good just to be able to play for another game. And
You know, like I've always said, game seven is the best two words in sports. And for us to be on the road in another hostile environment where we've had no success up to this point, you know, we should roll this opportunity and, you know, have fun with it.
Earlier this year, you said this season felt like five different seasons in one. And on a night-by-night basis, you're not sure which of your teammates is going to perform at a high level. So how on earth are you one game away from the finals?
Just a lot of heart, a lot of grit, being resilient. And no matter who's been in the lineup, no matter the different type of lineups we've had throughout the course of the postseason or even the regular season, we just try to find an ability to try to win. And no matter how you're able to win those games, you just try to come out victorious. And listen, we have one game to, you know, to be able to compete for a championship. And, I mean, what more can you ask for?
7 40-point game of this playoffs. No one in NBA history has ever averaged more in game sevens than you have, 34.9 points. What about that game makes you so special?
I don't know, Doris. I mean, I've just been fortunate enough to play some good basketball throughout my career. Even in game sevens, I try to play great in game ones through seven. So I don't know. You know, hopefully I put myself in a position to put this team in a position to be able to play great once again on Sunday. So I look forward to the opportunity.
What's your message, and how do you get your guys to pack their games with them?
Listen, if I'd have told you at the beginning of the season that we only needed one game to go to an NBA Finals appearance, would you take it? I think every last one of those guys in the locker room, not only guys with uniforms on, but with suits and everything, with polo shirts and everything, would accept that challenge. So, I mean, that's the clear-cut message.
I'm sure you know it's National Wine Day. You've earned one, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Final score, Cleveland 109-99 over the Boston Celtics, forcing a Game 7, which will take place on Monday. Check your television listings for that. Now, Saturday night, the Golden State Warriors happening just across the pond here, Oakland, California, which is like the alter ego of San Francisco. In other words, like it's like across the pond, but it's cheaper. Remember the Simpsons? They went to Oakland because it was cheaper than San Francisco. Bottom line is, Oakland, California, and of course, the site of the Oracle Arena, where Dominic Mendez will report in depth on Dom's Diner in about 15 minutes here on the Golden State win. But Golden State was a winner tonight. Wow, just rocking and rolling, baby. Got to give the Golden State Warriors all kinds of credit. Klay Thompson get this 35 points, 6 rebounds, a couple of assists. And what can I say? The Houston Rockets weren't hurting either. James Harden, 32 points, 7 rebounds, and 9 assists. Bottom line is, we'll talk Game 7. Actually, Dominic will talk Game 7 and Game 6 as well, because he was there live courtside at the Oracle Arena. The man's got connections. He's on this show. He sits courtside. Damn. I can't get a courtside seat. I'm the host. What does that mean? I don't know. Dominic's got connections. But you are tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, talking smack and sports till the top of the hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. If you're drunk, I understand. You can text me. 415-275-1613. We're all slow for the drunks. 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio live from the city by the gay San Francisco, California.
Cavaliers can bring the lead to double figures. James behind the back. Long for two. LeBron James. Beautiful dish.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What is happening, everybody? Welcome back in yet another terrific, fresh out of the oven, hot off the stove edition of Dom's Diner here, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Let's not waste any time because I'm feeling really good. I hit the trifecta with my teams, Real Madrid, the Giants, and the Warriors, all winning on Saturday, so I'm feeling really good. Let's get this thing rolling. Winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
As always, we got to start with that. First winner, LeBron James. He plays more than 40 minutes. He scores 46 points, has 11 rebounds, has 9 assists, and rolls his ankle. And he gets the win in Game 6, forcing a Game 7 against the Boston Celtics. Yes, he has teammates, but no, we all know it's the LeBron show. LeBron James carrying his team yet again through the Eastern Conference. Major shout out to him, proving why he is one of the all-time greats. The dude knows how to get it done. I ain't gonna lie, LeBron, he may in fact be the GOAT, the greatest of all time. It's a discussion for another time, but the dude is amazing. Let's just leave it at that. Game 7 on Sunday. Keeping it in the world of basketball, my second winners, it's a collective effort, the Warriors' Big Three. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant. They combine for 87 points on 50% shooting in Game 6 against the Houston Rockets Saturday night to force Game 7 on Monday, Memorial Day. They were on all cylinders. It started off really poorly for the Warriors, I'm not going to lie. Down 17 after the first quarter, down 10 at halftime. And then the third quarter rolled around, and things went bananas. Warriors start on an 8-0 run to start the second half. Klay Thompson is showing so much passion, fire, and emotion. Klay Thompson, not normally a guy we see those things out of, but it was awesome to see. He was hitting threes. Steph hit some threes. KD struggled from the floor, only going 6 of 17, but he hit 10 out of 14 free throws. Yes, that's not a percentage KD is normally at. He's usually significantly higher. I think these four free throw misses were his four misses in the Western Conference Finals from the line. He had been perfect prior to that. But anyway, he still scored 23 points and had a bunch of rebounds. So the Warriors got things done. They worked cohesively. They did their ISO ball like they've been doing and struggling with at times. But guys were cutting. Guys were making plays off the ball. They were moving. Completely different Warriors. And then in the fourth quarter, even in the third quarter too, Steph and Klay were hitting threes. Even Nick Young got in on the action and hit some threes. So the Warriors, Draymond Green makes it the big four. He had amazing defensive plays, play after play. His impact was felt out of the box score as it always was. And Klay Thompson, he hit a big three, and then he picks up James Harden in the full court press. So Klay Thompson, 3-and-D, dribbling, passing, rebounding. He did it all tonight. 35 points led the way for the Warriors. They get a big win, Game 6. Like I said, Game 7 on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Houston Rockets in Houston. Next winner, Gleyber Torres, the Yankees' young second baseman. Yes, the Yankees have yet another amazing young prospect. Gary Sanchez got him. Aaron Judge got him. Aaron Hicks got him. Gleyber Torres is just yet another one. They acquired him from the Cubs in the Aroldis Chapman trade a few years ago. Gleyber Torres hit 5 home runs in 4 games so far this week. 5 home runs in 4 games. He's 8-for-23 with 6 homers, 12 RBIs in his last 7 games. And you know where he hits in the Yankees lineup? 9th. Gleyber Torres on fire this week. And he very may well be the absolute best 9th hitter in all of baseball. Let me repeat that. 5 home runs in 4 games entering the weekend. Yeah, Gleyber Torres is on fire. 8-for-23, 6 homers, 12 RBIs in his last 7 games. Easily the best number 9 hitter in MLB. Gleyber Torres, obviously going to be overshadowed by guys like Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez and Giancarlo Stanton and Didi Gregorius in that lineup. But the kid is showing he's for real. This is kind of power we haven't seen from him in the minors. He's just been a very good hitter in the minors. He can steal some bases. But if this power is legit and is here to stay, watch out, world, because the Yankees lineup might be the new Murderer's Row. All right, my final winner this week, Gareth Bale and Real Madrid. Real Madrid win the Champions League for the 3rd straight year with a 3-1 win over Liverpool. Gareth Bale coming on as a sub. We all know about how tumultuous his time at Real Madrid has been. They spent what was then a record transfer fee to bring him in from Tottenham. Lots of money spent, and he has struggled to stay healthy. When he's been on the pitch, he has been very good. The issue there is he has been on the pitch incredibly inconsistently, and that is not the kind of play and frequency of a guy that's making that kind of money, that amount of money you spent to bring in. You need him on the field all the time, or at least most of the time. So Gareth Bale comes in as a sub in the Champions League final Saturday against Liverpool. What does he do? He scores one of the best goals you will see. A terrific quick snap hit bicycle kick in the box. Gareth Bale challenging Ronaldo for Real Madrid goal of the year there. Remember, Ronaldo had an amazing bicycle kick just a few weeks ago. But Bale gives Real the lead at 2-1 with an amazing goal in the second half. And then he's not done. He scores one more time in about the 88th minute. 3-1 lead for Real Madrid. They end up winning 3-1. More on the goalie for Liverpool and a little bit coming up later, but shout out Real Madrid, 3rd Champions League title in a row. 3-1 win over bicycle. Shout out Gareth Bale. All that money Real Madrid spent, turns out it might have been worth it because he scored 2 goals in one of the biggest games of his career with Real, and they got the win, 3-1 over Liverpool. So Real Madrid and Gareth Bale, winners this week. I don't have any losers this week. We're going to be nice and keep it positive as possible. But I do have good job, good effort, and say what. So we are still going to make fun of some people who did not have a good week. First off, good job, good effort. This one goes out to Liverpool goalie Loris Karius. Yes, you may have never heard of him, but Liverpool's been great in the Champions League. Karius has been playing very well. But he gets the good job, good effort this weekend because 2 colossal screw-ups he made in the Champions League game today against Real Madrid cost them 2 goals. The first goal was a Karius blunder. Long pass for Karim Benzema of Real Madrid. He couldn't get to it. Karius grabs it. He goes to roll the ball to one of his defenders, but it's a lazy pass. He wasn't paying attention to where Karim Benzema was. Benzema sticks his foot out. Vicarious throws it right off Benzema's foot, and it rolls in for the first goal. Liverpool down 1-0 because of a blunder by Vicarious. And then his second colossal screw-up came on Gareth Bale's third goal in the 88th minute. Yes, Liverpool only down 2-1, have a chance to tie it, force overtime. Gareth Bale hits a rocket from over 30 yards out, right at Vicarious, and he pretty much whiffs on the ball. It hits his fingertips, he doesn't catch it, he doesn't hit it to the side, doesn't hit it out of bounds, over the net. It goes through his hands, through his fingers, into the net, 3-1 Real Madrid, no chance for Liverpool to come back at that point. So, good job, good effort, Loris Karius, the goalie for Liverpool. And bonus, good job, good effort. Today is the 25th anniversary of Jose Canseco having a ball bounce off his head for a home run. One of the greatest good job, good efforts of all time. So just had to throw that in there. All right, and it is time to close up the diner for the evening. But as always, I have to give you my last special and the dessert course. As always, a little bit of say what.
Say what?
My say what goes back to the Warriors-Rockets game on Saturday night. The Rockets put up 39 points on the Warriors in the first quarter. They went 8 of 12 from three-point land in the first quarter. 39 points, and mind you, this is without Chris Paul, who re-aggravated his hamstring injury in Game 5 and missed Game 6. That's not where the say-what comes into play. The say-what is the fact that, yes, the Rockets scored 39 points in the first quarter, but they scored 25 points in the second half. 16 points in the third quarter, 9 points in the fourth quarter. So they scored more points in the first quarter than they did the entire second half, and the Warriors ended up winning by 29 points. That's almost a good job, good effort, but it's just going to be a say what. You tried, I don't understand it. The Rockets were not missing in the first quarter, clearly did not have it late. So, that's it. It is time to close up the shop. Thank you for joining me. We got more Sports Overnight America coming up right now. Take it away, Taco Man.
You're tuned to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, WBOBoxing.com for clarity in the world of boxing. It is the World Boxing Organization. You are tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The U.S. U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018ussenioropen.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
October 29th, the Taco Man sets down in Managua, Nicaragua. That's right, the home of the late, great Alexis Arguello, the three-division world boxing champion, the late, great. We don't know how he died about 10 years ago, whether he shot himself to death or whether he was shot. Bottom line is, me being an ex-cop and a private investigator, I'm returning to the scene of the crime, Managua, Nicaragua, of course, October 29th through November 2nd, the WBO annual convention. You can join us and a host of WBO celebrities and champions at the convention by checking out WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com for the latest in convention news. Now, we switch gears to the world of mixed martial arts straight up because Chuck Liddell is coming back. That's right, 48 years old. The former UFC light heavyweight champion, 205 pounds, 48 years old. Hasn't fought since 2010, and he got knocked out in that fight. I think he was knocked out in four of his last five fights. That wasn't not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Hasn't really won since Tito Ortiz fight back in, like, 1975. I'm kidding you. That's how old he is as far as a fighter's concerned. And that's what he wants. He wants a third fight with Tito Ortiz. So Oscar De La Hoya, boxer extraordinaire at one point in time, Olympic gold medalist from 1992. The real deal, folks, the best fighter I ever saw in the gym in my life. I never saw a fighter better in the boxing gym ever than Oscar De La Hoya. Didn't transform that into the boxing ring, because if he did, he'd still be fighting and undefeated. That's how good he was in the gym. Anyway, Oscar De La Hoya trying to do his thing with MMA now, going to promote MMA. He's got Chuck Liddell at 48 years old coming back. Of course, Chuck's official MMA record is 21-8. Tito Ortiz is like 19-12 with a draw. Both these guys are so long in the tooth, but Chuck is way longer in the tooth than Tito Ortiz. Plus, Chuck likes to party. Chuck was a drinker. I don't care what you say. Chuck was a drinker. Chuck partied hard. There's no doubt about it. And I think the toll that it took on his body, sort of like, you know, that had a lot to do with him leaving the game when he did. Because a lot of MMA guys, like Randy Couture and people like that, when they start late, they can last late. They last a little bit longer. But Chuck Liddell, 40 years old, basically he was done. But at 48 years old, forget it, man. Stick a fork in him. Send him home. But De La Hoya, Oscar De La Hoya, dig him up, De La Hoya. That's right. Dig him up out of the graveyard. He dug this guy up, and he's going to put him in a fight. If Chuck Liddell gets hurt, if something happens here and he gets hurt at 48 years old, do you know what that's going to do not only to the business of combat sports but to – I mean, MMA and in general, boxing, combat sports, it's not going to be good. And why De La Hoya would do this and risk everything, you know, he's got a lot on the line. He's got an empire. He's got Golden Boy Boxing. He's got Golden Boy MMA, I guess, as we're trying to put together now. You know, Oscar, a lot on the line. You put a 48-year-old guy in there and he gets hurt, you're in trouble. Remember, Oscar, you almost got hurt. You did get hurt against Manny Pacquiao. I mean, you got real hurt. You know what it's like to get hurt. Chuck Liddell gets hurt at 40 years old. At 48 years old, you cannot defend yourself. You just can't do it. Yeah, he may be able to throw something offensively. What about defense? What about taking? He's got to take something once in a while, and I don't think Chuck at 48 can take anything. Plus, I think that chin of his was pretty well exposed. You know, if you hit him on the chin, he's going to go. Hit less Chuck Liddell on the chin, he's going to go. And I think that whoever hits him on the chin will send him night-night into dreamland, no doubt about that. 40 years old. At 48 years old, a bad idea for the comebacking kid. Speaking of the comebacking kid, all these guys are coming back as far as MMA is concerned. Of course, I'm talking about like Frank Mir and Fedor Emelianenko and you know, hey, how about this one? Ryan Bader transfers from the UFC over to Bellator MMA, captures the title, and then he goes out there and destroys their house favorite, their guy, the house guy. I'm talking about King Mo Lawal, who wasn't much to begin with. The guy was a professional wrestler, an MMA fighter, and a boxer. And guess what? He wasn't very damn good at any of them. Okay, so you know what, King Mo? I'm sorry, Scott Coker. You invested money in that guy. Shame on you. It wasn't worth it. Speaking of that, Raynell Carvalho lost the Bellator title Friday night. Of course, I'm talking about Gegard Mousasi, the veteran from the UFC, transferred over. He said, "You know, I was sort of like a third, fourth guy, fifth guy, never really getting the top shot in the UFC, but he went to Bellator. Gegard Mousasi is a real deal, no doubt about that, and he is now their new champion. Props to him, of course. The first fighter to come over, I think, from the UFC in the last year or so to capture a Bellator title, more power to him." You are tuned to the World Boxing Organization expansion Boxing Combat Sports Update. Don't forget, you can always check out the WBO at WBOboxing.com or check them out on Facebook. Of course, the WBO taking us live, baby. I'm talking about the annual Congress, the convention. We're going to Managua, Nicaragua, home of the great Alexis Arguello. It's a beautiful place. It's the greenest place I've ever been in my life. And I've been to 34 countries now. But it's the greenest place I've ever been. What can I say? It's a beautiful place. I'm going down there. The WBO and Paco Vacarcel, Dory Companies, we're all getting together. We're going to have a great time. You can join us by going to WBOboxing.com and check out the convention news. Uh-oh. He says it's baseball time. Oh, baseball, you know, the bottom line is Major League Baseball rocking and rolling. We are almost into the month of June. Of course, let's talk about the, I got to give props to the Boston Red Sox here. They were winners today over the Atlanta Braves, 8-6. The Cardinals topped the Pirates, 4-1. Some other games on Saturday, of course, the Blue Jays came up short in Philadelphia, 2-1. The Diamondbacks were shut out by the Oakland Athletics in Oakland. Of course, Oakland doesn't do a whole lot. Oakland's like the best AAA team in all of Major League Baseball. Why? Because all they want to do is pimp off the TV contract. They could give a smack. They couldn't give a spit with an H, okay, about really winning season long. All they want to do is fill up the Oakland Coliseum with a few people, enough to pay the bills, okay, and get that TV revenue money. That's what it's all about. They've been cashing on their TV money, revenue money for years. They don't want to buy a winner. They just want, you know, complacency. I guess they just want the money. Bottom line is, I'm not a big fan of the Oakland A's, not their management anyway. The Kansas City Royals came up a run short to the Texas Rangers, 4-3. The Mets, got blown out by the Brewers, 17-6 in Milwaukee. And the White Sox, 8-4 winners over the Tigers in Detroit. Some other games on Saturday, the Nationals, probably one of the best teams in all of Major League Baseball, no doubt about that. 4-1 winners over the Marlins and the Tampa Bay Rays. Not my favorite team. I don't like Tampa Bay. I've been there a few times. Don't like it. 5-1 winners today over the Baltimore Orioles. There's a good place to go, Baltimore. And the Giants. How about those hapless Giants? Yeah, they are hapless, 25-27. I guess not all that hapless, but, you know, we've won 3 world championships in like 5 years, something like that. We want another world championship. We want a contender. The Giants look like mediocrity, 25-27 now, 5-4 winners over the Cubs. That was on Sunday. Some other Major League Baseball scores, of course. The Angels rocking and rolling, baby, over the New York Yankees, 11-4 in the Bronx. And, of course, the Astros coming up short, 8-6. The Indians in Cleveland. One more game to cover. The Reds were 6-5 winners over the Rockies in Colorado. Of course, that covers our baseball news. Let's talk a little smack as far as sports are concerned. You know, I got a line on Hollywood Henderson. Some people might remember him. He was a football linebacker with the Dallas Cowboys. And he's a very controversial guy. And I've got a line on him. I'm trying to get him to do some late night radio with me live because he's one of those guys that, you know, he's bound to say anything. He's likely to say anything. I mean, when he says, when Hollywood talks, people listen. And outside of Too Tall Jones, you remember Too Tall Jones? The guy that tried boxing until he fought some guy named The Bull or something like that. And The Bull knocked him down about 4 or 5 times. Too Tall was not tall enough to fight. He wasn't a good fighter. There's no doubt about it. But bottom line is the world of combat sports and football, guys are always trying to step over. But you can't do it. It just isn't done that often, man. You know why? Because they're two different worlds. And guess what? It's easier to get hit on the head with a helmet on than it is to get hit on the face with a glove. I'm just telling you like that. As I said, Chuck Liddell wants to take on Tito Ortiz. Tito Ortiz says he's game for the fight. They're going to rock for a third time. That's going to be the money, no doubt about that. And guess what? LeBron James has talked about that. Well, LeBron's got that incredible house down there in Beverly Hills. 15,846 square feet. He bought it for $23 million back in December. And guess what? It comes with a theater room, a wine cellar, a cigar room. Cigar room! Come on. Nobody smokes cigars anymore. We smoke weed in California. That's why everybody wants to come here now. Weed is legal. The bottom line is he's got a couple of bars as well. But King James is taking it a little bit further. One source tells me that he's hiding a basket. He's adding a basketball court, an indoor wine tap. The dude loves his wine. He's a wino. Hey, no Ripple, though. Only the best for LeBron's. And he's working on the paperwork to get a pizza oven. And, yeah, that's the way to go, a pizza oven. You know, I'm trying to get in the studio and they don't want to listen to me? I want a soft ice cream machine in the studio, one that makes both chocolate and the vanilla swirl together with. That's all I ask for here. I mean, I've been here a long time, 34 years of radio. Give me one request. Give me a soft ice cream machine in the studio or at least in the kitchen. Please, Tombaugh. Please, please. I plead with you. Bottom line is you're tuned to Sports Byline. Got an open phone line if you'd like to join me for a couple of minutes. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, King LeBron, Game 7 going on. What's that? Tomorrow. Man, late today. I mean, Sunday. And, of course, we got the big game going down. Man, Game 7, man. Houston, Golden State, Monday. I mean, Sunday and Monday, you've got to be glued to the television for the NBA, no doubt about it. I mean, these games are Game 7s. There are no, there's no second chance. This is it. It all boils down to one game. One game, like the 15th round in a fight. Like, you know, we're even after 14 rounds. We're going down to the 15th round. Who's it going to be? Will it be Houston? Will it be Golden State? Golden State for everybody appointed to, I'm told. Or will it be Cleveland or Boston? Where do you like? I'm going to go with the old favorites. You got to go with the old favorites. You have to. You have to go with the King because the King's going to go crazy again. There's no doubt about it. The King is on a mission. I think LeBron James, Dominic talked about him being the greatest of all time. I think that without a doubt, if he isn't the greatest of all time, who is? Michael Jordan? Come on. Michael Jordan's era is past us, baby. That's long past us. That's 20 years ago. We're talking 2018. This guy is the real deal. The most dominant player on the hardwoods. No doubt about it. King LeBron James. And I think that he's going to take the Cleveland Cavaliers to a victory in Game 7 over the Boston Celtics. That'll be on Monday. And, of course, the Warriors, I think they'll do their thing. And that's on Monday. The Warriors will do their thing on Monday. LeBron's going to do his thing on Sunday. So I think the Warriors and LeBron, I think they're both winners. I think it sets up this big showdown, of course, in the finals. Cleveland in the East and the Golden State in the West. And Steph Curry and, of course, and Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson kicking ass tonight, man. I mean, Klay Thompson just a madman. 35, 36 points. Just, wow, Game 6. I mean, give him all the props in the world. He stepped up. He stepped up. Steph Curry did 26 points. But, I mean, Klay stepped up. Klay, you know, the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr's team, say what you want about them, but they aren't short on reserves. In other words, they can step up. One guy, one superstar can be the superstar that night, and another superstar can do it the next night. I mean, they never know. It's not like LeBron James, where LeBron has to go every night in order for the Cleveland Cavaliers to win. If LeBron doesn't mesh, guess what? The Cavaliers probably aren't going to win. If LeBron's kicking ass, look out, baby. LeBron is a king, okay? As far as the Warriors are concerned, they have many, many weapons. Klay Thompson, of course, and Steph Curry, and the name just two. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline, SB Nation Sports Network, of course. We do have a Skype line if you'd like to join us. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. That's Sports Byline, number 2. That is our Skype line here at the Sports Byline Studios. Live from the City by the Bay. Actually, I'm on Broadway in San Francisco, about 2 blocks from all the strip clubs in town. What can I say? It's hot and happening here in Taco Man Radio Land.
Irving finds James wide open for 3. That's good. James drives on Iguodala, keeps his dribble along the baseline. Back up top, Smith from way outside. Bang!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is the greatest fighter of all time, next to me.
The decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story.
At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
The U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018ussenioropen.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
Chris Paul update, baby. The injury, the Rockets point guard is unlikely for Game 7, meaning the Warriors are going to win hands down. I mean, this is even, that's not even going to be close. If Chris Paul can't play, forget it. It's all over. Give the whole Houston Rockets all the props for pushing it to Game 7. But if they don't have Chris Paul, if he can't come back for the seventh game, guess what? They are toast. I kid you not. I kid you not. They will be toast. Straight up, I'm looking forward to both Game 7s. Speaking of Game 7s, this is no Game 7, but this is Memorial Day weekend. And I want to take time to salute all the men and women that not wear the uniform now, but have worn the uniform past, like the military uniforms here in the United States of America. And, you know, often you can hear me cast aspersions at the military, at the decisions were made, the weapons of mass destruction, the Vietnam War, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, things like that, because I know my history, okay? But you will never, ever hear me cast any aspersions or negatives at the men and women that serve in our military. I thank you so much for donating your life and your time. Of course, God knows never what you never know what's going to happen when you put that military on. Their uniform on. It's just like you're a cop. When you're I was an SF cop for a while, right? First day I hit the street, guy got shot to death. Another cop. My mother's calling me on the phone, leaving a message on my answering machine. I said, are you okay? This way. It was a little stressful for mom. But what I'm trying to tell you is the people in uniform, we salute them. Happy Memorial Day, no doubt about it. Happy Memorial Day weekend, wherever you're at around the world. Straight up, you are tuned to Taco Man Radio. Of course, we come to eat live in each every Saturday night. That's 7 p.m. Pacific time in Honolulu, Hawaii, 10 p.m. Pacific time in San Francisco, California, and 1 a.m. Eastern time live in New York City. So bottom line is, that is Taco Man Radio, an hour of each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. And don't forget, bottom line is, you can check us out on our website. Talk about sportsbyline.com. That's right, sportsbyline.com. Hey, and tomorrow morning, Johnny Taco transforms into that guy, Pedro Fernandez. And, of course, he does Ring Talk live worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time, Tuesday, for 2 hours of Ring Talk live worldwide, talking boxing, combat sports, of course, doing it in the only way Pedro Fernandez can do. Until next time, hey, you know, I'm Johnny Taco. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Now, Game 7. My predictions, once again, the Warriors with a blowout in Game 7. A blowout. Houston will not even come close. It'll be double digits. Double digits for the Warriors as far as the win's concerned. Now, LeBron Look out, baby. Look out. Boston Celtics. LeBron's coming to town. LeBron's taking no prisoners. LeBron will win Game 7. And LeBron will not score 46 points, but he's going to kick ass and be dominant. No doubt about that. Till next time, this is Taco Man Radio. Don't forget, hey, you knew that. Live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. Executive producer, the guy that gets all the blame for the stuff I say, the great Scott Cuddy. Until next time, peace and respect. You're tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports.